You will hear a scene from a radio soap opera called Willowdale Green, in which a couple, Charles Miller and Daphne Jameson, are speaking with the barman, Bill Dexter, in a village pub. For questions 24 to 30, choose the best answer A, B or C. There will now be a pause of 1 minute for you to look through part 4.
I'm afraid I can't serve you another pint if you're driving home tonight, sir.
I'm not driving, actually. I live just up the road at Draycott Farm. You must know it.
The farm I know very well, but you I don't.
The name's Charles Miller, and this is my partner, Daphne.
What can I get you then, Mrs. Miller?
I'll just have a tonic water. You see, we came in my car tonight. Oh, and the name's Jameson, actually.
Oh, so we're not married. And I suppose you're living up at the farm as well. Old Arnie Draycott would have liked that.
Well, yes, we moved in last week.
I suppose you know what happened there.
About the suicide, you mean? Yes. What a terrible tragedy.
Oh, yeah. But I don't suppose that fancy estate agent of yours told you why he did it.
He did mention something, but that's not really any of our business. Of course, I did actually meet the poor man once. Worked there one summer picking strawberries. Mind you, in those days, must have been going quite well.
Well, over the years, I got to know him quite well, and what with his money problems and his son getting sick and so many other things, it all got a bit too much for him.
Oh, how ghastly. Poor fellow. What an awful thing to happen.
Yeah, it is. And he would have wanted the farm to go to someone from Willowdale, which you are not. Pardon me for being so frank, but there it is.
So that's a problem, is it? I suppose you all think that this is just a weekend cottage for us, and that we'll be disappearing to the city all week, and that Draycott Farm won't be a farm anymore, and...
Steady on, that's what people have been saying, and they're not very happy.
Well, if that's what they've been saying, they're all wrong. And I suppose that explains the broken window.
Look, we've just both decided to move to the country, and we really want to live here. Charles is a technical writer, and he'll be working at home from now on. And we have every intention of using the shops and the local services.
That is, of course, if we are welcome.
Charles has a heart condition. He even had an operation last month. So we wanted to get away from the city and make a healthier life.
Like running a farm, you mean? It won't be very easy with a heart condition.
Well, that's where we thought you might be able to help. You see, we were hoping to find somebody who could manage the farm for us. We'd be willing to pay, of course.
How much were you thinking you might pay this, somebody?
Well, we haven't decided exactly, but I should think somewhere in the region of $1,500 a month.
Well, that is rather generous. I can think of one or two people who would drop everything to work for that sort of money. If I wasn't working here, I would consider it. You are serious?
Absolutely. It's what we've always wanted.
You will hear the piece again.
I'm afraid I can't serve you another pint if you're driving home tonight, sir.
I'm not driving, actually. I live just up the road at Draycott Farm. You must know it.
The farm I know very well, but you I don't.
The name's Charles Miller, and this is my partner, Daphne.
What can I get you then, Mrs. Miller?
I'll just have a tonic water. You see, we came in my car tonight. Oh, and the name's Jameson, actually.
Oh, so we're not married. And I suppose you're living up at the farm as well. Old Arnie Draycott would have liked that.
Well, yes, we moved in last week.
I suppose you know what happened there.
About the suicide, you mean? Yes. What a terrible tragedy.
Oh, yeah. But I don't suppose that fancy estate agent of yours told you why he did it.
He did mention something, but that's not really any of our business. Of course, I did actually meet the poor man once. Worked there one summer picking strawberries. Mind you, in those days, must have been going quite well.
Well, over the years, I got to know him quite well, what with his money problems and his son getting sick and so many other things. It all got a bit too much for him.
Oh, how ghastly. Poor fellow. What an awful thing to happen.
Yeah, it is. And he would have wanted the farm to go to someone from Willowdale, which you are not. Pardon me for being so frank, but there it is.
So that's a problem, is it? I suppose you all think that this is just a weekend cottage for us, and that we'll be disappearing to the city all week, and that Draycott Farm won't be a farm anymore, and...
Steady on. That's what people have been saying, and they're not very happy.
Well, if that's what they've been saying, they're all wrong. And I suppose that explains the broken window.
Look, we've just both decided to move to the country, and we really want to live here. Charles is a technical writer, and he'll be working at home from now on. And we have every intention of using the shops and the local services.
That is, of course, if we are welcome.
Charles has a heart condition. He even had an operation last month. So we wanted to get away from the city and make a healthier life.
Like running a farm, you mean? It won't be very easy with a heart condition.
Well, that's where we thought you might be able to help. You see, we were hoping to find somebody who could manage the farm for us. We'd be willing to pay, of course.
How much were you thinking you might pay this, somebody?
Well, we haven't decided exactly, but I should think somewhere in the region of $1,500 a month.
Well, that is rather generous. I can think of one or two people who would drop everything to work for that sort of money. If I wasn't working here, I would consider it. You are serious?
Absolutely. It's what we've always wanted.
That is the end of part 4.